moving yet another step closer to 300 episodes of the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you for listening. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. If you are an adult male in the state of Florida, you reside in Florida, and you are and have been paying permanent alimony, the law in the state of Florida eliminated permanent alimony on July 1st, 2023. Brandon Legal Group can help eliminate or reduce your financial obligation via permanent alimony. Reach out for a free consult, 813-902-3576, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Pin Chasers, now four locations in the greater Tampa Bay area as temperatures begin to rise. I would imagine many of you will start looking for activities that are fun, get you out of the house, but also involve air conditioning. Pin Chasers now has four locations in the greater Tampa Bay area to help you accomplish that. For lane or party reservations, visit pinchasers.net. Bowling, food, and fun. So many great specials on various nights of the week. Cyber bowling for 21 and older only on Sunday nights. There's pizza specials. There's drink specials. And Anthony Peroni and family do a lot for the Tampa Bay area community, as proven annually by hosting Down to Bowl, which this year again generated over $25,000 for the Down Syndrome Association of Tampa Bay via our friends at 1025 The Bone. Pin Chasers for bowling, food, and fun, pinchasers.net, or follow Pin Chasers on social media. Golf. My next golf tournament is at Lake Jovita Golf and Country Club, and for only $95 per player, you can play in our annual two-player scramble format. No fundraising, no mulligans. We start on time. Terrific communication and organization. Basically, everything most of you should hate about the charity scramble, I removed from those golf tournaments. They don't exist on the Todd Wright Tour. And that is why we are so successful. This is my 47th event. It is the 47th event that is priced at $99 or less to cover your tournament fees. And thanks to Design Craft Kitchen and Bath, a dozen Callaway golf balls will be on every cart for your twosome to play with if you choose, or put two sleeves each in your golf bag for future use, thanks to Design Craft Kitchen and Bath. So yeah, $95 per player. We're selling twosomes and don't have many left. $190 per twosome. It includes Callaway golf balls from Design Craft Kitchen and Bath on a great golf course. We played the North last year. We played the South this year. Email ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com if you are interested in joining us. All of our events are open to the public. We welcome new players at every event. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. So there's no more hockey, professional hockey, NHL. In Phoenix as of today. Hockey will be played at the NHL level in Salt Lake City, Utah, starting next season. You may have heard about this, may have been aware of this for days, weeks, the struggles the Coyotes have had really establishing themselves with ownership, a home, a new arena. They've been playing temporarily at a really cool building on the campus of Arizona State University. I've been Mullet Arena, basically a multi-purpose arena for Arizona State athletics, but only holds roughly 5,000 people, a bridge to attempting to build an arena elsewhere in the greater Phoenix area. And the NHL is moving on while not closing the door. And I think this could be one of my favorite words, a harbinger of something that could happen down the road in another sport with an existing team. Let me just walk you through how things have gone down in Arizona. Inability of the Arizona Coyotes franchise to basically build a new arena to call home for the next, let's just say, 25, 30 years. Based on that inability, the NHL has bought back that franchise. The NHL purchased the Arizona Coyotes and resold it to the owner of the NBA's Utah Jazz. The deal is $1.2 billion. $1 billion went to the current Coyotes owner, who I honestly think is part of the issue here, but nevertheless, $200 million of the $1.2 billion sale to the owners of the Utah Jazz will be distributed to the NHL's other owners as a relocation fee. This is pretty standard. Relocation fees get distributed to other owners. Expansion fees get distributed to other owners. The current owner of the Coyotes will refund the $1 billion he just got from the NHL as an expansion fee, which would then be distributed among the other owners, right? If he can get an arena built in the next 5 years. So the Arizona Coyotes franchise is being referred to as inactive. It is an inactive franchise for the next 5 years. The new team in Salt Lake City, Utah, will start fresh. We'll start with its own identity and considered an expansion team. We've been down this road when the Browns moved to Baltimore. The Ravens technically were an expansion team. The Browns were eventually reactivated by the NFL with a new stadium. There are some connections to when the Supersonics left Seattle and moved to Oklahoma City. You can draw some parallels there. The NHL still wants the Phoenix market. They need the Phoenix market. They're not giving up on the Phoenix market. But the Coyotes could not continue to play at Arizona State University and under the current circumstances. The league needed to move forward. The league goes with vetted owners, with the Utah Jazz and the NBA, and an existing building that will have modifications made to it for NHL use. The sale is final. The NHL Board of Governors voted to establish a team in Utah. So technically the NHL has 33 teams. Only 32 will play next year. But the league can reactivate the Arizona Coyotes if there's a building for them to play in the next 5 years. Now let's talk about Major League Baseball in Tampa Bay. The Rays' current 30-year use agreement at Tropicana Field expires end of 2027. It's that simple. The Rays, within the last year, announced a new plan, but it requires city and county approval for financing of what is basically a new arena. It's not a ballpark. It's more of an arena, Stu Sternberg's words, as part of a huge redevelopment project on the site of Tropicana Field. That construction needs to start in 2024. The Rays will not have a place to play after their regular season and or postseason ends in 2027 in Tampa Bay. Don't think baseball wouldn't use a similar business plan if the Rays do not get the necessary city and county funding or this latest and seemingly last plan to build a new arena, essentially, for the Rays falls through. Major League Baseball does not want to lose the Tampa Bay television market. And as more and more people move to the greater Tampa Bay area, that television market becomes more and more valuable. The A's leaving Oakland doesn't vacate a major television market for Major League Baseball. The Rays leaving Tampa would. However, there's a lot of hurt feelings that often go into a team leaving or moving. And if you notice with the way the NHL just handled its business with Phoenix, it lessens that. The Coyotes owner didn't sell the team to the Utah Jazz. The Coyotes owner didn't move the team to Salt Lake City. The NHL bought the team from him, and the NHL then sold an expansion franchise to Salt Lake City. The Coyotes are simply inactive. This is something that should be considered as a possibility for baseball in Tampa Bay if the current arena deal for a new ballpark does not work. Where Major League Baseball buys the Tampa Bay Rays from Stu Sternberg, then Major League Baseball would award an expansion franchise to a worthy market, to a vetted owner with a current stadium or a plan for a stadium with a current place to play, and treat that as an expansion franchise while basically saying to Sternberg and the Tampa market, get your act together. We'll reactivate the Tampa Bay Rays when you have a stadium to play in. This is much, much, much more likely than Stu Sternberg simply moving the Rays to another city or selling the Rays to another owner. Look again at what just happened in the NHL and how it was done from a business standpoint. The NHL moves on with its business because the Coyotes have no place to play. They buy the team back. The NHL sells an expansion team to a new market that they approved, yet tells all fans in the greater Phoenix area, we'll come right back. You just need to have a place to play. It's also another way to get things moving along, whether it's with this owner or some other owner. I think this is very, I'm not going to say likely, but viable. If the current Rays plan for a new ballpark in St. Petersburg falls through, I think baseball could come in and basically buy the Tampa Bay Rays from Stu Sternberg end of the 2027 season, then award an expansion franchise to another city that they feel is worthy of Major League Baseball, that has a stadium in place or a stadium plan. And then they're basically saying to Sternberg and to the Tampa market, we'll reactivate you with the money we just gave you once you have the stadium ready to play. You got 5 years. Go do it. Keep an eye on it. Look at what just happened in the NHL and think about that for every day that goes by, that there is no tangible movement towards a new ballpark for the Tampa Bay Rays. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Pin Chasers. You can email me at wright.todd@yahoo.com or for information to play golf with us in Todd Wright Tour 47 at Lake Jovita Golf and Country Club on Monday, May 13th at just $190 per twosome. Email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Talk to you next time.